the concept of what our entire evolutionary process is like from the third density on. Some writers here in the third density have mentioned the possibility of skipping the fourth density, going directly to the fifth. And we were wondering what Jay's take on that might be, if that's possible or if not. And then if you wouldn't mind a third part to the question, we would also like some information on the discrimination between positively and negatively oriented entities that you here can use in our own daily lives so that we might be more aware of the influence of the leader.
We are, in the principle, known to you as a king. And we greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator in whose presence we are. We thank each of you for making the effort to join in this circle of seeking and listening. But surely it is a blessing and a privilege to be called to this group by the energy of your desire to seek and to know the truth. It is a blessing to us to be able to share our thoughts, and also because in this sharing of our thoughts to those who would seek to know them as our sense and area of service to others. And so we depend upon groups such as yours for our opportunity to be of service to your people. Consequently, you loom large in our life with this team. We are most gracious to you. And we know what it costs you to be. We do this thing. The will and determination that it takes to lay aside those other things that are of concern to you that you are seeking this name. We greatly appreciate the dedication. As we share our thoughts with you, we wish you to know that we are those with opinion and information that we have come to feel is valuable in spiritual seeking, things that have stood the test of time for us. However, we also know that in speaking to a group, we cannot be all things to all people, and consequently, that which you have to share may or may not resonate with your own personal truth. And we would suggest that each of you does have an extremely efficient and very sensitive apparatus of discrimination, which is, for the most part, a portion of your intuition rather than your logical mind. When you hear our information, do not simply ask yourself if it sounds logical, because we generally do sound logical. However, our truth may not suit your seeking at this point. For there is a movement and a liveliness to truth that evolves for each seeker. And we would not wish you to hold on to something that would turn out to be a stumbling block. So use what seems helpful to you, and if you would, it would be very helpful to us if you would simply disregard and leave behind all other thoughts. Neither we nor any is an authority for you. You are the authority of me. I encourage you to trust in this energy of discrimination that you have within you. And when you sense a thought that resonates with your own, seize it and work with it. And when you do not, release those thoughts that do not need them. We are aware that we will speak with you this day about the processes involved in what you call the death of the physical body, and would only preface our discussion of this interesting subject by noting that the living of the life is at least as interesting as the ending of it. So that we encourage you to do not only to think of the goal or ending of that great adventure in the middle of which you are now walking, but to think of the death of the physical body as a portion of an ongoing experience of living that is not ending by birth or death or any whatsoever, but rather that each of you is a citizen of the country, and that you were in your spiritual integrity a creation before the world was created, before the universe as you know it was created, indeed before this octave of creation was present. For you have been a spark of the one infinite creator, a child of the one great original God, for eternity. And there is no end to you, or to me, or to any part of the one infinite creator. Having said this, we feel more comfortable with focusing upon this portion of the experience of incarnation, which is the physical death, and that which occurs directly after the physical death. Perhaps in order to create a more coherent explanation, it would be helpful for us to look at the basic plan of what this instrument will call the octave of creation that represents the creation in which you are now involved. As the one known as Doug was saying earlier, this consists of the seven notes, shall we say, of existence in the octave that you now hear. And we would ask you to think of this octave as specifically musical, or alternately as that which is colored. One may either think of the musical scale of the first note to the seventh note, ending in the octave of the first note, which is also the eighth note, the same note, one octave higher. Or you may think of the rainbow with its red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, ending once again in that octave of color, which is, shall we say, the quiet or octave density, which moves without noticeable change into the first note the density of an octave. The first density is that density of elements where the lesson is simply being. And the second density is that density which you enjoy when you step outside. It is the density of the animals and the plants that turn towards the light. And it is the density of awareness. Not self-awareness, but that awareness which is wishing to turn to the light, to seek the light for growth, for food, and so forth. Those which are animals within second density not always seek the light for food directly, but seek those of plants and animals which have sought a light in plants and food. Consequently, this very large density is a density which is one with the infinite creator. It is not self-aware. It is aware of the truth. There was never a discontented flower for him, nor a rebellious wild creature. These entities know who they are and do not have questions concerning them. It is in the third density, which you now enjoy as what the infinite would call a human being, that you experience that self-awareness that asks who am I, where am I going, what are my goals within this experience. And the higher densities after third density pivot upon third density, and because third density is the density wherein self-aware beings take stock of their situation and determine the nature of their further seeking. Seeking is all about loving. And the question becomes, how do I express love? Usually this is conceived in terms of service. And the question of how to love becomes the question of how to serve. There are two basic options for service to those who have come to this point in their spiritual evolution. One option is to serve the Creator by serving others as though others were the same as yourself. The other option is to serve others by encouraging them to serve yourself. The rationale there is that the self is the Creator, and consequently, when others are serving you, they are serving the Creator. This is called the service to self path, as opposed to the service to others path. And in many ways, it is difficult for those within third density, especially wanderers, to recognize the difference between service to self and service to others. For those who wish to help others in terms of service to self, are often extremely dynamic and charismatic entities who wish to control and manage the affairs of others for their own good, as the wanderer's man goes on. This can be extremely pleasing and difficult to deal with for those who are focused on service to others. And it is indeed a challenge when a service to self entity is faced with those who wish to control or manipulate. We can only encourage those who seek to advance themselves through service to others to continue in their path, in faith, that regardless of the seeming disadvantages of its attitude or form of view. And the energies involved in responding always in terms of service. Over a period of time, begin to have their own momentum, thereby moving the self into a point of view, which is enough pain that the efforts of service to self-manipulation are seen as less fear-provoking and more provoking the desire to pray for, care for, and love. And those entities just seemingly would wish to manipulate me. This kind of choice begins a process which we have called polarizing. And for the rest of your third density experience, once you have begun to deal with this basic choice, you will be repeatedly and on various levels as you proceed through the incarnation, be involved in times of observing, evaluating, and responding to situations in which you have the repeated choice of service itself, by control, manipulation, fear, and defense, or service to others with no control, no manipulation, and only blind faith and a hope of meeting others in their need in such a way that you may be a servant. This process of learning to love goes on through the next two densities. The next density of your experience after this one is the so-called density of love and understanding, and fourth density. The density after the density of love is then called the density of wisdom. You will note that the density of wisdom is not called the density of understanding. For understanding is that which is on the heart, rather than the mind and the wisdom. In the sixth density, love and wisdom, which have been studied separately, insofar as that is possible, are now considered in terms of their balance, one with the other, within the seeker. And so the sixth density is called the density of unification. Somewhere in the middle of this density, those upon the path of service to others, or the negative path as this instrument is called it, face a choice once again, for they discover beyond the shadow of death that they cannot move forward in their own spiritual evolution until they have accepted at last that the heart holds truth and that other selves are the self. This is a crushing, an absolutely life-changing discovery to those of service to others. And the phenomenon of reversal of polarity occurs at this point, individually for each service to others entity, the corrective instrument for each service to self entity. Each entity must make this choice again for the self, whether to stay with all that has been learned along the path of service to self, or to switch polarities and move further on, having accepted the unification of positive and negative paths as a positive thing. We have called these two paths the path of that which is, that is, perfect other, and the path of that which is not, perfect self. And the reason that we call them this particular way is that in service to self, the heart is denied and ignored. Consequently, the main source of power for service to other entities and the strongest source of power for all is left out of the scheme of things. This is the great limitation, and it is a denial. Consequently, we call service to self the path of God. After the unification occurs, the N6th density and the 7th density are those in which the selves gradually stop turning backwards to look at what has been, and begin being drawn as if by gratitude into the heart of the source of all that there is, the one in creation. At the end of seventh density, there is a movement into timelessness. And in this time of unknowing, the heart of the Creator beats with another creation. This is the panoply of cosmology within which you are now experiencing the third of seven experiences, or types of experience. And each of these densities represents a considerable length of your time. However, your third density is the shortest of all densities, being only 75,000 years old. During third density, the pattern of incarnation is, at first, quite automatic. Entities are graduating from second density because of the growing realization of love itself. As they become harvestable for whatever reason, they are able to incarnate as individuated consciousnesses, and they become what this instrument will call human. At first, incarnations are largely automatic. Little is known, much is in chaos, and there is a little learning each time, and then a relaxing from incarnation through death into the body of life that is yours in between incarnations within the inner plane of this particular plane of consciousness. During this time between incarnations, there is first any healing that needs to take place in the incarnation, any traumas that need adjusting and comforting and so forth. And then there is the opportunity for another physical vehicle. The descent into the world of heavy chemical bodies that your physical form represents. The gathering of more catalyst, more information, more experiences, until the incarnational self is completely full and has done all that we hope to be within this particular incarnation, at which time it moves through the physical death again, the healing of the incarnation after death. And gradually, as the incarnations mount up, and the entity within begins to crystallize beyond the simple personality self, this between incarnations process becomes lengthy because there is more to heal, and because more and more, as entities become more senior in their vibratory patterns, they earn the right more and more to have a say in their own incarnational karma. At this point, within third density upon your spirit, this being the end of that 75,000-year period, each entity that incarnates upon your planet is capable of graduating from third density to fourth. Each entity has chosen the incarnational lessons of the present lifetime and the relationships that it will use for learning and for further. In this particular lifetime for each of you, there is the potential of graduation at the end of this physical death experience. Now let us say that the physical death is one thing to the body and another to the consciousness that the body is carrying back into time. For each of you is not one being but two. You are a second density animal, a hairless or nearly hairless vertebrate, with certain instinctual patterns of behavior, and a choice-making brain that is extremely good at choosing what to eat and how to survive and how to protect the family. And you are also this eternal being whose present life is merely a growth of this human. When the physical body is exhausted or is traumatized and can no longer sustain the breath of life, the spirit itself does not miss a beat. There is no alteration in consciousness. It is as though you were continuing to observe, but the nature of your observations change. The collectiveness of it changes. For instead of observing the heart beating, the mind thinking about dinner, the feelings of the physical body as they move into your consciousness, suddenly you are experiencing what seems to be a physical body, what seems to be physical feeling, what seems to be physical incoming data. But the body itself has altered. This instrument has had the experience of moving through the phase of death. And so we are able to say through this instrument that this entity's first-hand experience was a valuable. And this entity's experience was simply that the kidneys having failed in this instrument's body, it experienced a great deal of pain. And then when death occurred, there was a cessation of pain. There had been disfigurement of the body because of the lack of the kidney function. Suddenly, the body was feeling pain. The clues mounted quickly, however, that the entire situation had changed. For when this entity spoke to the rose, upon a fence, an entire section of rosewood wound itself around the center of his arm, without form, but with endless love. The entity could hear it, music, and see it in the air, and the colors of the entity's form were more substantial and had a life of their own, and they pulsed and glowed with a three-dimensional singing energy that is lacking in the colors of the moon. The experience expanded through the death process rather than being cut off and then changing or stopping off. This is the actual experience of the time of death. Indeed, it is so persuasive that many there are who die suddenly, who take quite some time to realize that they have indeed passed through the gates of physical death and no longer have a body or an incarnation upon the planet in the sea. Now we would address that which occurs at the time of graduation. And this, in part, moves into the second question in which you have asked about the same. Picture, if you will, a walk that is long and beautiful and seems to be completely a walkway filled with light. On either side of this walkway are presences that are extremely loving and nurturing and that guard each and every spirit that walks in this path of life. Picture then, if you will, a life whose very nature is becoming more dense, more bright, and in ways hard to describe, more challenging. It is as though elements have been added to this life as you move along the path. The reason for this is that the nature of life changes our context. A photon within your density is not as complex as a photon in fourth density. This is not as complex as a photon in fifth density and so forth. When you are walking steps of life, you are walking to find your most comfortable and attractive place to be. You're looking for your new home. This situation is somewhat complicated by the fact that many there are among your people here, including many within the team, who do not originally come from the earth and its density system, but rather have moved through third, fourth, perhaps fifth, and sixth, to some extent, on other planetary spheres or within other planetary influences. Then you perhaps chose to come back to third density here. Why? For two basic reasons. Firstly, you wanted to undo a balance between love and wisdom that you felt could be improved upon and intensified. And so you came back to third density to remake the original self and to reinvestigate the power of love, especially unlimited or unconditional love. Your second reason, as a wanderer to come here, was to lend all of your being to what this instrument is called the ministry of ethics upon planet Earth. It is a simple plan, and it is the basic plan of wandering upon planet Earth. The plan is basically to come into incarnation here and become subject to the law of third entity. To forget everything that you need for law. And to exist within the sanctity, living a life of faith, with no faith, no way to be sure you're right, but only your heart telling you this is the way for me. In this way, you hope to make the choice even more clearly, even more sure, even more firmly than you did before. And so you are hoping to offer to the planet, as you make this choice, your being. As you breathe in and as you breathe out, as you love and as you accept the love of others. This allowing of the infinite creator's love and light to flow through you, each of you, and out into the earth plane, accelerates the lightening of the vibrational energies of the planet. And consequently, makes it much more possible for the planet itself to move through what is being a somewhat difficult graduation. So the planet itself is also graduating into fifth density, moving into a new area of space and time, and experiencing that addition to the photon that fourth density is bringing to the very physical creation in which you enjoy this continuing vision. The reason that this applies to the graduation context is that in that question that was brought about a one number scenario, the entities involved felt that as wanderers from the fifth density, upon graduating from Earth third density, they would automatically move back into their home vibration, which is in fact being true. And we feel that this is a very germane point for all wanderers to come Earth native when they incarnate. The taking of a physical body is the taking of the blood and the bone and the sinew of the entire human experience. There is no such thing as a tourist in the body on planet Earth. All of you have become native, whatever your planet of origin or your identity of previous experience. This means that there is a very simple dynamic involved, and it involves service to others. For the graduational criterion, the positive clarity is that the seeker thinks more about serving others than about serving himself. The minimum grade for graduation from planet Earth is 51% service to others. Now, for those who are attempting to polarize service to self, the maximum grade is 5% service to others. To say that another way, the service to self entity must fight a graduation requirement of 95% in its purity of intention to serve the self. We may say that it is about as difficult to make the grade of 51% service to others or of 95% service. We are extremely pleased that each of you has chosen service to others, as that is the clarity you also have chosen, and we would truly be out of our depth in attempting to be of service to those who were attempting to follow along the other options. For service to others entity, we can only say, appreciate each moment and see what you can do to find the love in that moment. There is love in the moment. There is love in every moment. There is love in every thought. The question is, how distorted is that love? And one helpful discipline for the seeker is to look at that which comes before the attention with an eye to using both the intellectual mind and the intuition to ask the self questions about what one is perceiving and indeed about how one will be transformed to what one is perceiving. When an entity is able to walk the steps of life of regulation into fourth density and feel comfortable there, one is able to move into fourth density for the next experience. And this is true in a continuing way. If an entity is able to enjoy and use the light of fifth density or sixth density, the entity may indeed move back into the home vibration. However, it is first necessary to rediscover that deep spot within this incarnation that you may experience. To the extent that you are able to recapitulate your choice and the decisions that lead to being able to tolerate the light that is offered to those whose thoughts are more than 51% for other entities and half of their beings. There is a tremendous amount of persistence and dedication involved in the processes of learning how to accelerate the pace of your spiritual evolution. And we would encourage each of you to make it slow, to attempt to seed experiences in silence, and to keep always before the self that light touch that is devoted to principles, but not to the extent that the self and the principles become larger than the principles. Take the principles seriously, take the self lightly, for you will be misunderstood. You will not always have anyone who is able to support you or encourage you. There are aspects to a spiritual walk that are different. And indeed, most of what this instrument would call the good stuff, most of the pith and marrow of learning is received during times of intense suffering, limitation, and pain. Consequently, it is never obvious that this is a good thing. It is never clear that you are on the right track. Occasionally, all things may come together, and it is indeed a moment of clarity and delight. But again and again, you as a seeker will be in the dark night in the dark, looking for dawn, but not at all sure that it will ever come. And all of this is a refiner of soul. You are engaged in discerning a truth and a beauty that is so much larger and fuller than anything you can imagine, that we cannot express it. You are already a perfection that is the one infinite creation. it is in our experience an absolute right. And we feel that each of you here has had those moments of clarity in the light. We ask that you believe them, and that you remember them and trust in them. For these are little gems of your faith that have popped up into consciousness from that place where joy and purity and truth is within you. This instrument would say they reside within the heart, and in a very real sense this is true. For it is through the heart center that these awarenesses are able to springboard from the subconscious or unconscious self into consciousness. In another way, we would say that these are energies of the deeper mind. This mind that attaches you to others, to the planet in which you now enjoy life, to all of life, and to the one infinite creator. This instrument is informing us that the time is really up for us to speak to this instrument. We do not wish to move beyond 45 minutes. We have, in a sense, touched upon the discrimination between service to self and service to others, sources within your reading and your hearing. And we simply encourage you to trust yourself. And at the same time, to get to know that self that you're affecting ever more deeply. To consult your discrimination, and at the same time, to strengthen your power of discrimination by trusting it, by using it, by seeing at first hand how it works. It is a faculty within you that is a gift from the one infinite creator and from your higher self. And to this gift of discrimination is linked your guidance. And we would encourage you to move into that place within the heart where you are able to ask in the safety of your own energy field, is this true for me? If it is, move on it, use it, eat it, live it. If it is not, walk on. You will find those things that you need to be considering more and more coming to you in the words of a song or the coincidences of a roadside sign, the flight of a bird or a butterfly, those things that pop into your reality seemingly from there. All of these things are nothingness, and all of these things have something to say to you once you catch on to the synchronicity of spiritual events. You will find more and more of your experience speaking directly to you in spiritual terms. Many say what a delight it has been to talk about these things physically sooner, and we would like to continue this meeting through the one that is here. And we will do this instrument in love and life. We are very good.
I am poor, and greet you today, in love and in you, through this instrument. At this time, it is our privilege to offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to things further clearly, if those present are important. Of course, in this. Is there another query at this time, to this ministry?
The question I have, and as on, I was thinking about the reason why raw social changes, isn't part of the reason that there's a team chamber, team chamber. That chambers were designed for opening up the heart of it in the culture of the Egyptians that has evolved and shared amongst the members of the culture. And the complement of opening the heart was activating the brain so that true intelligence could be used in conjunction with the heart in the context of, say, love and light, or mind and spirit, in the context of personal development and social development as a culture as a whole.
I am part, and you are aware of it. And this is a theory with a large scope. One could hopefully will lend itself to an immediate response. We are often known as those who speak for too long. At the time of the construction of the Great Pyramid, that monument of antiquity located in the Holy Land of Israel, the peoples of this culture were engaged in an appreciation of the one creation, which you may liken into that philosophy that you would call a kind of animism or paganism, in which the Creator was seen in all things and was everywhere present, that wonders were a part of this, that the miraculous was seen and that it was, as it should be, a portion of the everyday life. However, the individual entities of the culture were of a nature that lent itself to being taught by those who were other than the culture. Thus, the kind of spiritual awareness that was available to the ancient was that which was handed down from one entity to another, from teacher to teacher. Thus, within the structure called the pyramid, there were located those centers of energy that you have called the queen chamber, the queen chamber, and the resonance chamber below the surface of the earth. Within these central locations of swirling energy, student and teacher could meet and be infused with the intelligent energy of the one chamber, for the purpose of healing, the purpose of teaching, and the purpose of facing yourself for the potential experience of being reborn, of finding a new life, a new humanity. Thus, these centers of energy within the pyramid symbolize to the population of the culture the means by which teaching and enlightenment can be achieved. Thus, the individuals were able to gain a certain amount of within these structures, and then were able to move within the culture and to share this future with a greater population. These structures, for the most part, were successful in being able to share with the population of that person the advancement which was sought. However, there was, after a period of time, the reserving of these experiences within the pyramid of structures for only those who were of an advanced status according to the measurement of wealth, of power, and position. Thus, as the information available within these structures became less and less available to the general population, the purposes of the pyramid of structures were And those entities who had aided in the construction of the pyramid found it necessary to take stock of themselves, that is, and to find other avenues of service to which they might begin to correct the imbalances that were promulgated by the reserving of the use of the pyramids to those of power. And unfortunately, we are aware that the answer to this query would lead into an error in which we would be infringing upon your free will. For you are aware that you have made a great effort and personal sacrifice and achievement in order to have available these manuscripts and to submit them for further publication. We recommend that one remember that there are no mistakes within this illusion, and that the effort you have put forth will produce its appropriate fruit, and there is the necessity for maintaining the faith in the protection of all things in this illusion.
Yeah, I'm curious. Would you share with me, I'm curious about, I guess different entities, new entities that I'm curious about specifically of Jehovah, Yahweh, Id, the Council of Bayet, and I was wondering if you could just share with me on what the types of entities that there are.
We find that there is only a certain distance that you may move in the responding to this theory, so there are elements of this theory which also apply within the area of the infringement from free will. We can suggest that there are entities such as Yahweh and Jehovah that are familiar to all who have appreciated the holy writings contained within your Bible, and that these entities, in their original and untarnished state, were what you would call social memory complexes, or groups of entities known by one name for the ease of identification of the population of a soul. These entities move in service to those of not only this kind of hemisphere, but others as well, maybe those of the red planet that we call Mars, who were in need of finding a new home upon which to continue their evolutionary process, having caused their original planetary sphere of home migration to become interstitial to life, to develop its action. Thus, these entities within the Confederation of Planets in the service of the NGA set before the Council of Ascension a proposal for transferring and some part altering the genetic nature of the entities of the Mars experience that they might continue their progress towards the one upon this planet. However, their efforts were not to go without meeting the difficulty. The enhancing of one group over another for the purpose of aiding that group's ability to apprehend the nature of infinity and of unity also creates an opening for negatively oriented entities to communicate with the same parent population and to give them the idea that perhaps they were special, they were elite, and that they were given this special nature in order that they might govern others and bring others into their influence. Thus, the experience of the ones known as Yahweh, the ones known as Jehovah, were difficult in that their efforts were lost to the groups of entities from the Orion constellation that move also in service, yet move in service of a negatively oriented nature, and were able to make inroads for the first time on this planetary sphere, using the efforts first offered by others within the Confederation. There is much that has been attributed to the entity that is not of their making. However, they were the first to offer the effort that created in a mixed contact, and results is also were mixed in aiding the entities they desired to serve. Thus, upon reflection, each of these social memory complexes have also sought to find other avenues of service to this planetary population that would balance the imbalances that they feel responsible for the many beings. Is there another question?
I have one more. It has to do with any suggestions that you can give that will assist me on personal healing in the areas of one doing conscious out of body experiences and opening the heart for the love of God and something to share in the humble and consistent manner.
Hi. And we would recommend that in addition to the offering of yourself in the early portion of your day to the one creator, as you now do, that there be given over at this time a special meditation in which you visualize the heart being able to open to the extent that it can encompass greater and greater need than others for the love and care given. That you see in your mind's eye the green ray energy vibrating with a greater and greater brilliance of an apple image. That you see this center becoming bright, vivid, and crystalline. That for a few minutes of your time, you offer yourself without condition, with the open heart, for the service of the one who is there, in the face of each entity you see during your daily running. And you are aware of the nature of your spirit, though you do not fully grasp the opportunity that could be offered to avoid the karma of the incarnation, or to our way of looking upon the opportunities provided by the incarnation. Though each entity within the incarnation may see the karma that it has accumulated as a kind of weight or burden, we are not of the opinion that this is the most efficient way of looking at karma. For to be within your third entity illusion is a great privilege and honor. We see the ability of each entity within the third entity to move ahead upon the evolutionary journey as being far, far greater than ever will be presented to an entity again in further density. Thus, though your density may be one in which you move in a seeming darkness lit only by the smallest of light of your consciousness, yet this small light of your consciousness can accomplish a great deal within this illusion in a much shorter time than will ever be possible again. For those who move beyond your illusion find that the work that is able to be done there moves in a great extent because of the work that is done here within the third illusion. Thus, we are unable to appreciate the desire to negate or remove when perhaps we have misunderstood you here. Could you elucidate for us?
I think it clarifies to me that it was just a concept that was unclear to me, and I just wanted to send out your opinion.
I, of course, And you hope that you have been helpful in this thing. Is there another clue?
Could I follow up her question and just ask if it would be possible that the good kind of elimination of karma would be forgiveness? Could that be that the ends up the company would be forgiveness?
I
think you're aware of this too.
The ability to forgive, do you have compassion for that, for which they were previously made compassion, is the healing of an incarnation, as you've referred to it. Indeed, the efforts that each entity makes in every area of the incarnation may be aided by the ability to forgive, whether the forgiveness is of another or more essentially of the self. For we find that forgiveness of another and of the self are intertwined in a manner that is irrefragable, that is, they are one. As you see another entity and feel one emotion or another for this entity, it is for yourself that this emotion is truly felt, or each entity is a mirror into you. That shows you yourself and the face of the Creator at the same time. When you are unable to perceive that this is what is being shown to you, then there arise a myriad of emotions, both those that are as you call positive and those that are as you call negative, that you attribute to this entity. When, through your own personal work and perseverance, you have been able to see that the world about you reflects your attitude back to you, then you are able to open the door to forgiveness, to compassion, to mercy, to understanding, and to those qualities that truly stop the healing of harm, and allow you that progress that you desire, the opening of the heart, so that compassion is felt not just for those about you, but for yourself, for the Creator, and for all of you.
Thank you, Paul. I do have one other question, and it was because of the fact that the instrument is pretty careful, and you're going to write a letter this week talking about who God was said to be in this particular book called The Stargate Conspiracy. And I wondered if you would like to express the Confederation view on those abroad being part of the Stargate Conspiracy, or if you'd like to express any opinion to help the one that is doing it.
And we would simply remind the listener, as we would remind you, that all things are proportional in the same spirit, and that you salute that Creator in you with a firm foundation for this community. Is there any further questions?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
We are there. May we speak to any further too.
Well, I have a question. When you're dealing with situations that are like a hardship, and you try to get through them the best you can, is it wise to take like periods of rest and recuperate before you jump back into the lion's skin again? That makes me think.
Yeah, well, your query makes Not that you would say that you have a secret name. Is there another theory? Magic appears that we can exhaust the theories for minutes. We shall refrain from using any of the wrong things. We do not wish to overcome those who are so generously offering their opinions to themselves for their decision. We thank you for bringing the theories and the heart that you carry to the person that you're here, to those of like mind, that the journey is made easier by companions of the soul. We are known to you as those of the soul. I leave at this instant and this group at this time, leaving each as always in the love and in the light of the one infinite principle. Adonai, my friend.